Her accent was thick, her attitude disappointed. Simon Lewis couldn't blame her. She'd probably been hoping for a better tip than the one she was going to get on a single cup of coffee. But it wasn't his fault vampires didn't eat. Sometimes, in restaurants, he ordered food anyway just to preserve the appearance of normalcy. But late Tuesday night, when Veselka was almost empty of other customers, it didn't seem worth the bother. Just a coffee. With a shrug, the waitress took his laminated menu and went to put his order in. Simon sat back against the hard plastic diner chair and looked around. Veselka, a diner on the corner of 9th Street and 2nd Avenue, was one of his favorite places on the Lower East Side. An old neighborhood eatery papered with black and white murals, where they let you sit all day as long as you ordered coffee at half-hour intervals. They also served what had once been his favorite vegetarian pierogi and borscht. Those days were behind him now. It was mid-October, and they just put their Halloween decorations up. A wobbly sign that said trick or borscht and a fake cardboard cutout vampire named Count Blintzula. Once upon a time, Simon and Clary had found the cheesy holiday decorations hilarious, but the Count, with his fake fangs and black cape, didn't strike Simon as quite so funny anymore. Simon glanced towards the window. It was a brisk night and the wind was blowing leaves across 2nd Avenue like handfuls of thrown confetti. There was a girl walking down the street. A girl in a tight, belted trench coat with long black hair that flew in the wind. People turned to watch her as she walked past. Simon had looked at girls like that before in the past, idly wondering where they were going, who they were meeting. Not guys like him. He knew that much. Except this one was. The bell on the diner's front door rang as the door opened, and Isabel Lightwood came in. She smiled when she saw Simon and came toward him, shrugging off her coat and draping it over the back of the chair before she sat down. Under the coat, she was wearing what Clary called her typical Isabel outfits. A tight short velvet dress, fishnet stockings, and boots. There was a knife stuck in the top of her left boot that Simon knew only he could see. Still, everyone in the diner was watching as she sat down, flinging her hair back. Whatever she was wearing, Isabel drew attention like a fireworks display. Beautiful Isabel Lightwood. When Simon had met her, he'd assumed she'd have no time for a guy like him. He turned out to be mostly right. Isabel liked boys her parents disapproved of, and in her universe that meant downworlders. Fairies, werewolves, and vamps. That they'd been dating regularly for the past month or two amazed him, even if their relationship was limited mostly to infrequent meetings like this one. And even if he couldn't help but wonder if he'd never been changed into a vampire, if his whole life hadn't been altered in that moment, would they be dating at all? She tucked a lock of hair behind her ear, her smile brilliant. You look nice. Simon cast a glance at himself in the reflective surface of the diner window. Isabel's influence was clear in the changes in his appearance since they'd been dating. She'd forced him to ditch his hoodies in favor of leather jackets and his sneakers in favor of designer boots, which, incidentally, cost $300 a pair. He was still wearing his characteristic word shirts. This one said, "Existentialists do it pointlessly." But his jeans no longer had holes in the knees and torn pockets. He'd also grown his hair long, so that it fell in his eyes now, covering his forehead. But that was more necessity than Isabel. Clary made fun of him about his new look, but then Clary found everything about Simon's love life borderline hilarious. She couldn't believe he was dating Isabel in any serious way. Of course, she also couldn't believe he was dating Maya Roberts, a friend of theirs who happened to be a werewolf in an equally serious way. And she really couldn't believe that Simon hadn't yet told either of them about the other. Simon wasn't really sure how it happened. Maya liked to come to his house and use his Xbox. They didn't have one at the abandoned police station where the werewolf pack lived. And it wasn't until the third or fourth time she'd come over that she'd leaned over and kissed him goodbye before she'd left. He'd been pleased, and then called up Clary to ask if he needed to tell Isabel. "Figure out what's going on with you and Isabel," she said. "Then tell her." This had turned out to be bad advice. It had been a month, and he still wasn't sure what was going on with him and Isabel, so he hadn't said anything. And the more time that passed, the more awkward the idea of saying something grew.